Here we are again, sitting in the studio, radio entrepreneurs, just having a great time. And if you're going to have a great time, again, what a welcome back for me to have Walter Sullivan to my right, the marijuana pot king of Massachusetts, right?
Well, we're having another great show today, and we are going to do great. No blunts. Maybe we'll get some edibles off of this guest.
Edibles. Wow, I hadn't even thought about that. But you know, this guest is good friends with our famous reporter and also cohort in Radio Entrepreneurs, Mark Z. And Mark Z is going to be disappointed he's not in the studio, because we're going to be talking with Rick Granoff, VP Business Development of Smokin' Interiors. Hi.
Glad to be here, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
Okay, what's a Smokin' Interior?
Well, what we do is we design and manufacture interior millwork for retail dispensaries. So currently, we're designing and manufacturing in multiple states, inclusive of Massachusetts, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Maryland, soon to be Ohio, and Michigan. We expect soon as well to be in New Jersey and in Delaware. It's a company that we co-founded, my partner and I, Randy Schatz, approximately 12 months ago. And it's exciting because we've always been in the millwork business. We've been doing millwork for over 50 years, and we simply transitioned into the cannabis space.
What makes the difference between doing regular retail space and a cannabis space?
Well, I think there's not a lot of difference. You're trying to attract the customer. You're trying to energize them and attract them to an exciting retail environment. In the case of the cannabis space, we have created environments such as New Age Pharmacy and Mid-Century Modern and an Asian motif. We're trying to attract a multitude of different people to the sites by creating an upscale environment. We currently just finished manufacturing in Taunton and in Bridgewater, and we're excited because we're going to be doing the NECAN show on March 24th and 25th, showcasing those environments.
What's the NECAN show for our listeners?
New England Cannabis Show, which is a show that highlights the different cannabis businesses throughout the country, and particularly this is a New England show. So with what's going on here in Massachusetts and Connecticut and, of course, a little bit in Rhode Island, many different businesses are showcasing their products. And we happen to have five companies under our umbrella. Our umbrella is Five Point Management Group, and we own Smokin' Interiors, which of course is the interior millwork business. We own Cantaleaf, which is a construction management company where we're designing and building the entire locations, inclusive of mechanical, electrical, and plumbing services. We have a company called Amber Management, which is a retail management company. What we do is we offer pre- and post-application services. We do site location. We help get host agreements for the different applicants that we're working with. We are currently working with clients in Pennsylvania and in Connecticut to help these different applicants be successful.
Rick, you know, quite an ambitious entrepreneur. What'd you do before this?
Good question. So I spent most of my life...
There was life before cannabis.
Well, you know, sometimes you'd say that, but you'd be surprised. You know, it's such a rapidly growing business. We're on a moving train, a fast-moving train. And we're excited because, you know, originally I spent my career manufacturing displays and fixtures for retail stores and consumer products companies. Actually, my claim to fame was that I was the one that developed and manufactured the first bestsellers book departments in all the Stop and Shops throughout the country. They came to us and said, you know, we just don't want to sell food. We want to sell books and DVDs and magazines. And we created 120 feet of aisle in each Stop and Shop, 580 stores. So when I was 39 years old, I was fortunate enough to get a $44 million contract, which helped launch a lucrative career. So, you know, what we do is we simply transitioned from manufacturing and designing displays and fixtures for clients like CVS and Staples and Stop and Shop to creating retail environments. So it was an easy transition.
You had the expertise. You just applied it to a new industry.
I think so. Yeah, that's right. Best described, Jeff.
And how did you come across Walter?
Well, Walter, as you may know, is a sort of a famous lawyer here in Massachusetts, and Walter is at every networking event. He's at every event that's meaningful in the cannabis space, and what people need to know about Walter is that he gets things done. You go to him, you ask him something, you ask him to hook you into a particular client or a product. He's your guy.
And he's a friend of Mark Zies.
A friend of Mark Zies.
That's really
very important.
Right.
Networking, communication, and knowing Mark Z are the three essential pieces to the cannabis space.
He's going to have to listen to this one.
We also have a company called Premium and Celebrity Chef Edibles. And my partner is world famous chocolatier Andrew Garrison Schatz. And Andrew is currently creating a fabulous line of premium edibles. Again, we're going to be displaying those edibles at the NECAN show on March 24th and 25th. You can come to our booth and see all of our five different companies. And lastly, we also have a company called 420 Accents. We're in the cannabis jewelry business, and we're designing and manufacturing cannabis jewelry, which we intend on selling to every retail store in the country.
Okay, cannabis jewelry, which would have paraphernalia that you could use, or would you smoke your jewelry?
Well, you know, that would be...
or eat your jewelry.
You know, Jeff, that's actually another business we haven't thought of.
When I was a kid, we used to eat those little necklaces, you know, we used to buy a candy necklaces.
I remember.
So I got to get specifics now.
Well, that's an excellent question. No, we're not going to eat our jewelry right now, but what we are going to do is we're designing manufacturer Jan French, who is a very famous costume jewelry designer, is our partner, and we're creating necklaces and bracelets with little leaves and various things that you would enjoy in the cannabis space. And frankly, the line is being developed in Rhode Island. As you remember, Rhode Island has always been the costume jewelry capital of the country, and we have excellent sources and great partners. So we're excited about developing this line. So again, we have five companies under our umbrella, 5 Point Management, and by golly, we're even looking to buy more companies if need be.
Wow. And so are you running each one as a separate business with a separate
staff? We do. We have a separate business, separate staff. And, you know, we're excited because, you know, as you know, having successful businesses is about having really good quality people. And over the past year and a half, we've just brought on some fabulous people. And that's really what's made the difference with our success.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did you get into the edible business in infusion with marijuana?
Right. So Andrew Garrison Schatz is originally from Pawtucket, and I met him and we became friendly. And then Andrew decided to take a job running Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. All of their edibles and chocolates are made and designed by Andrew, and he is at Caesar's now doing that work. And he's going to be working with us developing this line now. We'll have 4,000 items at the show for your culinary pleasure. Well, see that? Pretty good.
I'm just wondering, Walter, if you have an opinion of edibles versus, let's say, smokables. I don't know what you would call
them. I think you look at, in the past, it was 60% people smoking, but it's really on the rise with edibles and other ways of infused, using product dabbing and using vapes. I think the market's changed. People are concerned about their health. Right. Edibles are the way of the future in providing a good edible that truly tastes good and in just isn't infused with marijuana makes a difference. I think, you know, that's one of the things Rick is looking to do is develop a true edible product.
You know, if you can combine edibles with Chinese food, you could you could actually, you know, you could deal with, you know, the munchies coming on you as you're getting hungry.
Nothing like a
once
good
again, stuff. Walt. Once again, Jeffrey, another brilliant idea for the cannabis
can
business.
Can you imagine? We could have an edible marijuana Chinese restaurant. It would bring a whole wave of Chinese food eaters back into Chinatown.
It's an excellent idea. And you know what you probably are going to see in relatively short order? They're going
Kung
to be...
Kung Pao Pao chicken.
See that? Excellent.
Cow chicken.
Excellent, Jeffrey. To write that down. Clearly what's going to end up happening is that there are going to be little cafes... either in the retail dispensaries that are opening up. And currently now, as you know, there are 17 retail dispensaries open in Massachusetts, and that number is going to rise to over 100 in the next year and 3 months. What we expect are going to happen is that these retail dispensaries are going to allow a small cafe area so that people can come in and enjoy the products in that dispensary. And this is soon to happen, and we're going to probably take advantage of that and assign one of our celebrity chefs to join in that business.
Now, Rick, you're also involved in the investment side as well, helping
That's
with
right.
investments.
Yep.
That's a big avenue and a big hurdle for a lot of people getting into this business. What are investors looking for? Like, how could you tell people listening to the show what they should have together when they go to talk to an investor?
Well, I think as an investor, the name of the game is to find the right applicant that has an excellent location, that has the best people on their staff to grow and develop the products. And I think that if you're going to invest in this business, you need to make sure that you know that you have to invest in the people and the products that they're developing. There are some really good operators in the state of Massachusetts, and we've raised money for a couple of them because they deserve a good investment, because they're going to be successful, because they have the right people.
Rick, if somebody wants to find you, clearly I would think most people who are looking to get into this business would be talking to you. How would they find you?
Right. So they can call me, but they should look at our website, smokininteriors.com. S-M-O-K-I-N interiors. That's all one word, .com. And you'll find our information on that site, and you'll get a kick out of some of the different environments that we've created and are creating.
I think some people are going to think that that's a lingerie website.
Well, I hope they do, because then we'll get more people looking at it.
Well, they could do the pot, build out the sites, and also buy lingerie, you know.
Once again, Jeffrey, another brilliant idea in the cannabis space.
By the way, I'm getting texts from Mark Z as we're talking.
Okay, send our best.
This is Jeffrey Davis. We're bringing Rick back again, we promise. And
Thank
this
you,
is
Jeff.
Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thanks for having me.